Hi, I'm Paul Kronforst, host of the WISN Remodeling Show and a proud longtime Callan customer. You've saved money, you've decided to work with Callan, and now comes the most exciting part, the design. Most people have a wish list that can sound like this. I wish for a large kitchen island. I wish for a formal dining room. I wish for a spa-like bathroom. And while these elements can be incorporated in the design, you should think carefully if you truly will use, need, or like them. For example, granite countertops were all the rage not that long ago, and everyone doing a kitchen remodel wanted them. But granite, while beautiful, is hard to maintain and requires sealing at least once a year. Some don't mind the extra maintenance, but there are many other materials that better accommodate a messy cook and a busy family. Another design element that had a surge of popularity about 30 years ago is the Bat Wing Island, which is constructed with two 45-degree angles. This design offers little in storage or function and effectively boxes in the person using it. Better is a square or rectangle design that won't impede the flow in the kitchen. Along the same lines is the kitchen desk, where homeowners once pictured themselves poring over recipes or organizing grocery lists. Instead, it usually served as a catch-all for assorted items that didn't have another place to land. This is one kitchen element that is best left in the last century. Another dated element that serves no useful purpose is the breakfast nook. People getting their coffee and toast in the morning are more likely to be seated at the island instead of moving to a separate area that is set off from the kitchen. The same reasoning goes to the formal living room and dining room. Again, these rooms are most likely a waste of space. With use only a couple times a year during the holidays, a better plan is an enlarged grate or gathering room to open the main floor. Old school design puts a jacuzzi in the master bath. At first blush, you might think of how good those jets will feel after a long day. But consider that you have to fill that monster tub with reasonably warm water, and once you get in it, the sheer size may have you hanging on the side rails to avoid drowning. Think again if this is something you will truly use. Otherwise, consider a more modest soaking tub and a larger walk-in shower with multiple jets. If you are converting some unused space into a laundry room, you may not need an additional sink next to the washer because the washer can drain directly into the sewage pipes. Consider that the space may be better used with base cabinets and a counter for folding or sorting clothes. These are just a few things to consider when planning your remodel. You may want all of the above, which is fine, but make sure you really want them. This is one way a Callan designer can help by making suggestions and making sure your remodel is not only beautiful, but functional too. To learn what our design consultants can do for you, call Callan at 414-529-5509.